wait on me,
Molly Chan said. I'm about to call a corpsman, he said.
Big tough guy like you. You can get through this. We'll show up with packages and make them so happy and you'll feel good. The nephews will all worship you. The sisters will wonder why you took me over them. My father will offer to make you a partner in his business. And my mom? Well, who knows about my mom?
It sounded pretty good to Ray. Family. It was something that had been taken from him years ago, on a highway outside Manila, when a drunken truck driver hit his mother and father as they drove home from a visit with her relatives. Even discovering that his biological father still lived hadn't quite filled the hole in his life. Maybe the sprawling, argumentative, rambunctious Chan clan would. He was 42 now, a few months past 22 years of gung-ho, Semper Fi USMC lifestyle, mostly shooting and getting shot at. Ray had many scars from distant, dry or cold places, and he had many memories that sometimes, less now than before, flooded over him. Men and boys bleeding out or torn to pieces, the dysentery of fear, the yoke of duty, his own need to press on and finish, even if it finished him. What are you trying to prove, Ray? Achilles died 1,000,000 years ago. Someone's going to put an arrow in your heel, too, if you don't watch out. I'm Hector, not Achilles, Ray had replied, knowing the difference. But then, in the Washington area for a talk at one of the alphabet soup agencies that sought his post-retirement employment, he had met Molly Chan. And maybe it would all change. Maybe it would be better after all. It was, of all places, another gigantic mall, one out in Northern Virginia.
You look like you're about to cry,
someone had said to him as he stood at the corner of Macy's and Lord & Taylor's, baffled as to direction and destination. He turned. She was more Asian than he was, shorter than he was, and unlike his dead, flat desert of a face, adept primarily at staying neutral while people tried to kill him. Hers was lively, lit from within by intelligence and wit. And she had... You have cheekbones, he said.
One on each side. They won't go away no matter how much I eat.
I'm half Asian, he said.
I noticed both halves, she said. I bet it's a long story.
Longer than Tolkien. Denser, too. But at least no hobbits. Anyhow, yeah, I am about to cry. Why did I come here? It's like the end of the world. I just need some underpants.
You've never been in a mall before?
Possibly. I'm not sure. I'm just out of the Marine Corps, 22 years. They may get you killed, but they do hand out free underpants. She laughed at his little joke, and that was a kind of start. It turned out they got along. Their rhythms were right. They agreed on who the world's assholes were. They didn't like pompous, overbearing, self-important people. They believed in hard work, modesty, repression, and honesty. Neither drank a lot. Both drank a little. Both were embarrassingly smart. What could possibly go wrong? First, it was coffee. Then it was a couple of meals. A number of enjoyably merry emails. Then a really bad movie, and then some interesting stuff happened. And here he was in suburban Minnesota, at the biggest mall in America. America, the mall, it called itself. And everywhere you looked stood the three letters, ATM, on the biggest shopping day of the year. He was visiting her parents and family, headquartered in nearby St. Paul, and on this day, the Chans went shopping en masse. The family was Hmong, that is, formerly mountain tribal Vietnamese, honorable and ferocious allies of the American war effort of the 60s and 70s, since, by political necessity, decamped to the upper Midwest. She was second generation, had only been to Asia as a tourist. She was 34 and an attorney in Washington at the Department of Energy. She was beautiful. Too good for any man she'd ever met, and even now unsure why she had spoken to the trim guy in the mall looking for underpants, but glad she had. He remained vague about his past, not knowing that at a certain time, before she got in too deep, Molly called in a DC favor and had received a synopsis of his career highlights, all 5 tours in the suck, and the last crazy ride to hell and glory that ended in that famous missile detonation at the Rose Garden. Now, he said, as they were carried along by the current of the torrential second-floor Colorado corridor. Are we at this spot by random drift, or is there a conscious